USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A scorching heat wave set to impact the southeast this weekend. The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures are possible from Texas to Florida over the Juneteenth holidays. They warn the feels-like temperature, factoring in humidity, could reach 115 degrees in cities like Dallas and Houston. President Biden says we need more than just thoughts and prayers to combat gun violence. He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law.
The people at events in the country who shake my hand and say, I'm worried. There's been another shooting not far from where I live. I'm scared to send my kid to school. It's had a profound impact.
He called the gun safety legislation the most significant in 30 years, but that it's just the first step in making Americans safer. The law allows for the tightening of restrictions for buying or possessing a firearm for those who could be a threat to themselves or others. The man at the center of the Pentagon Papers leak in the 1970s has died. Daniel Ellsberg died at the age of 92 after announcing he had been diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer in March. Ellsberg photocopied a Defense Department study in 1969 that showed the U.S. government knew early on that the Vietnam War couldn't be won. North Carolina's former health secretary is officially set to be the new CDC director. Lisa Taylor with more.
CNN confirms President Biden will appoint the position to physician Mandy Cohen. The previous leader of the agency, Rochelle Walensky, is stepping down June 30th. Biden said in a statement that Cohen has a proven track record protecting Americans' health and safety. In Raleigh, I'm Lisa Taylor.
Five service members have been injured after a small Navy boat crashed off the coast of Coronado, California last night. The Navy says all five are now in stable condition. This is USA News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Federal authorities say last month's ocean temperatures were the highest ever recorded for the month of May, 7 degrees higher than average for this time of the year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said there are some contributing factors, including human-caused climate change, a developing El Nino event, and last year's underwater volcanic eruption in the South Pacific. At least 3 people dead, dozens are injured after a tornado touchdown in the Texas Panhandle city of Perryton. Ochiltree County Sheriff Terry Bouchard.
Tornado traveled on an easterly direction across town, doing a lot of damage, particularly to mobile homes, businesses, and other homes in the areas.
The town of over 8,000 was without power as the twister left widespread damage. Officials say more than 75 people were injured last night. A panel of advisors to the FDA is recommending that COVID vaccines should be updated this fall. It voted unanimously that the new shot should target emerging subvariants of Omicron. Meantime, CDC Advisory Committee will meet next week to talk about updated COVID boosters, among other vaccines. Al Pacino is a father at the age of 83. His 29-year-old girlfriend, Nora Alfala, recently gave birth and was seen by TMZ out with the actor in Los Angeles. Paparazzi photos show what looks like a car seat in the back of the car while the two were driving. Dave Collins, USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.